Shalom, 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 Israel. First giving honor to the Most High and His Son. Today's class, self-improvement. If not, no growth is gained. Which means we'll be stuck, we'll be stagnant, we'll continue to be our old selves and not shed off that old man, that old woman. And become anew, become embraced in the light of Christ. If no self-improvement, we will continue to be what we was before we call ourselves coming into the truth. So we're gonna get right into it. Give me Romans 15:4, bro.
The book of Romans, chapter 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime.
He said, whatsoever things were written aforetime. Remember, these things were set up for a purpose. Read.
Were written for our learning.
What was that purpose?
Were written for our learning.
Read.
That we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures.
Through what?
Comfort of the scriptures.
He said, through comfort of these scriptures. Read.
Might have hope.
Might what?
Might have hope.
Might have hope in that self-improvement. Might have hope in that gain in spirit, that gain in knowledge, that gain in wisdom, that gain in understanding. That you might have hope. This right here, that blueprint. This is that manual for that. Let's get into it. 2 Timothy. The book of 2 Timothy. Chapter 3. In verse 16, we'll read that.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Uh-huh.
And is profitable.
And is what?
And is profitable.
So remember, we just read that this scripture was for our learning, right? This was for our learning. So for us to learn from it, it has to be profitable, right? Read.
For doctrine.
For what?
For doctrine.
Right, read.
For reproof.
For what?
For reproof.
That's where it comes into that self-improvement, that changing, that repenting, that circumcision of the mind. Right, read.
For correction.
For what?
For correction.
For what?
For correction.
That order, that obedience. Read.
For instruction in righteousness.
For what?
Instruction in righteousness.
Now, we still stuck in the dark.
Instruction in righteousness.
Now, we still got that old malice heart.
Instruction in righteousness.
He said this is instruction in righteousness. These are tools for that self-improvement, for you to become anew, for you to become the best version of yourself you can be for your God,
right?
For your nation, for your family. For yourself. Read it again, bro. Verse 16.
Verse 16. All scripture.
You say is, all of it. Read.
Is given by inspiration of God.
Uh-huh.
And is profitable.
And is what?
And is profitable.
I mean, it is good for you, man. You're going to gain something positive. Read.
For doctrine. For reproof. For correction. For instruction in righteousness.
These are the things that we've been missing, man. These are the things that we have not really been wholeheartedly following, right? Because as soon as somebody give you some correction, or as soon as somebody give you some reproof, for you to gain that knowledge, gain that understanding, gain that wisdom, it's an issue, it's a problem. Somebody hating on you, somebody don't like you, that, and the third. We take the positive and we immediately wash it down with negative. For you to grow, you have to know where you're lacking at. For you to improve, you have to know where you are lacking at. And if somebody love you, bro, they're not just going to give you no game. They're not going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what you need to hear.
Right?
Because if somebody love you, bro, they want you to be the best version of yourself you can be. Let's get into it. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Let me get that with you. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Read, bro.
2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself.
What we do?
Examine yourself.
How do you self-improve?
Examine yourself.
Read.
Whether you be in the faith.
Whether you be in that light. Read.
Prove your own self.
What we got to do?
Prove your own self.
What do we need to do?
Prove your own self.
He said, prove our own selves, man. That self-improvement is only going to come when we want to change. When we realize how we've been operating, how we've been moving, ain't nothing been changing for us. So why not try the light? Why not try Christ? Right? Self-improvement. Read.
Know ye not your own self?
He said, know ye not your own selves. Read.
How that Yahawashah isn't in you?
He is what?
That Yahawashah is in you?
He said that Christ is in us. But for him to be in us, we have to make sure that we are proving and improving daily. We're continuing to basking in that light. We're continuing to let ourselves be embodied in that light. We got to change our mind. We got to change our physicality, how we operate, how we treat, how we deal with brothers and sisters, how we deal with ourselves. That mouth, we got to watch our mouth. That's a big part of self-improvement. Read.
Except ye be reprobate.
Except what?
Except ye be reprobate.
It says, except you refuse or reject that light, man. Let's get more into it. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Let me get there with you, bro. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Remember, if something is profitable, it means it's something that you are gaining, and it is positive versus gaining negative and continuing to have your mind gunked up. Self-improvement. Improvement, not regression. Not being stagnant. Improving. Once you get to a point where you feel like you can't learn, once you get to a point where you feel like you got it, that's an instance going to be an issue. And then that pride and arrogance is seeping in. And that's something that Israel has a hard time dealing with, is that prideful spirit. Read that, Romans 12 and 1.
The book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
That you what?
Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, right? Be wholeheartedly in it. What else is there for you to do other than go out there in the world and bask in darkness? What is it? What else is there for you to do? There's no improvement out there. There's no positive gain out there. There's issue after issue, problem after problem, situation after situation. Read it again, bro.
I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice.
Read.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Which is what?
Your reasonable service.
He said, which is your reasonable service. It's reasonable. Your reasonable service. Everything else we've been doing has been unreasonable.
Right.
Everything else we've been doing has been contrary to what we should be doing. It's our reasonable service, man, to do these things, to walk like this, to think like this, to talk like this, to embrace the light like this. This is our reasonable service to do it. Because if not, we still gonna go and be in the same situation we've been in. Darkness, sadness, oppression, depression, strife, destroyed mind. He said, this is our reasonable service. Read.
And be not conformed to this world.
And what?
Be not conformed to this world.
He's saying, be not conformed to this world, man. This world, we already know. There's nothing but snares and holes, nothing but gins and traps laid ready to grab and pull you in. Or by presenting your body, presenting your mind, man, that's that reasonable service, that's that sacrifice, man. You are now gaining. To get anything, you have to give something, right? If we in the, if we take our job into consideration, for us to get that check, for us to gain that check, we have to sacrifice that time.
That's right.
We have to sacrifice our bodies. So for us to get to that light, for us to gain that understanding, for us to gain that wisdom, for us to gain that knowledge, for us to gain that change, for us to gain that self-improvement, we got to let go of the old. We got to let go of that old man. We got to let go of that old woman. We got to grasp that positivity and let go of that negativity. Right? Read verse 2 again.
And be not conformed to this world.
Read.
But be ye transformed.
But be what?
Be ye transformed.
That self-improvement. Read.
By The renewing of your mind.
By the what?
The renewing of your mind.
So that sacrifice that you're giving up is that old mind. That thought process. Your actions. How you treat yourself. How you treat your brother. How you treat your sister. How you treat your God. Read.
That ye may prove what is that good.
That you what?
That ye may prove what is that good.
Read.
And acceptable and perfect will of God.
That you be the walking example of the light. It's so important to be that beacon of light for brothers and sisters, man. Because not all of us have the same strength. Not all of us have the same situations that we go through throughout our fight. Every man has his own fight. Every woman have her own fight. But by you being that beacon of light, man, you're giving that hope. You giving that positivity and that strength to the next brother. Remember, when you are weak, Christ is your strength. So if you have Christ in you, you are being that strength for your brother and sister. Let me say that again. If Christ is in you, you are therefore being that strength for your brother and sister by being that beacon of light. That's loving your brother, man, with all your heart, with all your soul. Loving your sister with all your heart, with all your soul. Loving your neighbor as you love yourself. Give me Proverbs 1:1.
The book of Proverbs.
Let me get there with you, bro. Alright.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 1:1.
Remember, sacrificing, presenting our bodies as that living sacrifice, right? We're gaining something when we're letting go of something, right? Read.
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom.
To what?
To receive the instruction of wisdom.
So that sacrifice, right, that presenting your body, now you're gaining wisdom. You're gaining instruction. You're gaining knowledge. You're gaining understanding, right? Read.
Justice and judgment and equity. And
equity.
Equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge.
To what?
To the young man knowledge.
To the young man knowledge, right? Read.
And discretion.
And what?
And discretion.
And discretion. Read.
A wise man will hear.
A what?
A wise man will hear.
A wise man will listen to the improvement, the gain, the understanding, the wisdom that's being given out. He said a wise man will take heed to that. Read.
And will increase learning.
And will what?
Will increase learning.
And will increase learning. That's that self-improvement. Remember, presenting your body as that living sacrifice. You're letting go of the old. You're letting go of that old thought process. You're letting go of that old attitude. You're letting go of that old malice. You're letting go of that old hatred, that old covetousness, that jealousy. You're letting go of all of these things, and in return, you're gaining that light. You're gaining that knowledge. You're gaining that wisdom. You're gaining that understanding. You're gaining that love. You're gaining that charity. Read.
And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel.
He said he will what?
Attain unto wise counsel.
He said he's going to open his ears, man, and he's going to listen and take heed to when the game is given. If somebody love you, bro, they're going to give you the game like you need to have it. Because they want you to succeed. Read it again, bro.
A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel.
Read.
To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark saying. The fear of the Lord.
The what?
The fear of the Lord.
So this is another portion of that improvement. Read.
Is the beginning of knowledge.
So to start sacrificing, we got to start having that fear. Because that fear is what's going to lead us to the beginning of that knowledge. To the beginning of that self-improvement. Because if we didn't, we'll continue to operate as if we was in the old. With no gain. With no knowledge. Still be out here living lawlessly. Having that coveted spirit. Still looking at brothers and sisters as we pass by with that smug and turned up lip. Because we hate somebody that look like us. Because we want to have what the next man have, or we want to take from the next man or from the next woman. that fear is going to stop all of that. Read.
But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
But what?
But fools despise wisdom and instruction.
So when you don't want to improve on self, when you don't want to become that best version of yourself you can be, he say what?
But fools.
But fools, you are a fool. Read.
Despise wisdom and instruction.
So when you don't want to gain, when you don't want to increase, when you don't want to become more, become better, he say you are a fool because you despise the wisdom and instruction to be better. To be that beacon. Right? To be that light for the next brother and sister. Give me Proverbs 12:1.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 12 and verse 1.
Let's get more. Read.
Whoso loveth instruction.
He say, whoso loveth that instruction, loveth that continual improving of self. Read.
Loveth knowledge.
Loveth what?
Loveth knowledge.
Read.
But he that hateth reproof.
He said that he that hateth that reproof. Remember that a reproof is there to give you the guidance and correction, man. To let you know where you're going wrong and where you're going right. Where you can improve and where you are strong and weak at. Right? Read.
Is brutish.
Is what?
Is brutish.
Is what?
Is brutish.
And that's the foolish man. That's the foolish man. Read.
A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord.
He said a good man is going to obtain that favor of the Lord because he's going to continue to improve. He's going to continue to be that example. She's going to continue to improve. She's going to continue to be that example. He's going to continue to show that love. She's going to continue to show that love. They're going to be moving in the light. They're going to operate in the light. They're going to be looking and treating their brothers as Christ. They're going to be operating as Christ. Read.
But a man of the wicked devices.
They say a man of wicked devices, not wanting to gain, not wanting to increase, wanting to continue to operate in the darkness. Read.
Will he condemn?
Will he what?
Will he condemn?
There's a recompense for it. Read.
A man shall not be established by wickedness.
He'd say that man, that woman, shall not be established by wickedness. Read.
But the root of the righteous shall not be moved.
Remember, right? That house that was built on that foundation, on that rock, dug deep. Those streams came. It beat vehemently, but it did not move. It did not shake. It just said, read that part, last part again, bro. But the root of the righteous, read.
Shall not be moved.
Shall what?
Shall not be moved.
Them streams beat vehemently. And the house could not be moved, man. Could not shake, could not falter. That's that self-improvement. Because if you're still operating in the old self, he just said that man shall not be established by wickedness. Give me Romans 12:1 again. Let's go back. Let me get there with you, bro. Go ahead.
The book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice.
That you let go of the old, that you let go of that darkness, that you let go of these old and tainted spirits, and that you be able to gain the improvement, gain the spirit of love, gain the spirit of charity, gain these things. Read.
Holy, acceptable unto God.
Because these things are what's going to make you acceptable unto God. Read.
Which is your reasonable service.
He said, man, it's reasonable for you to be this way. It's reasonable for you to operate this way. This is the main reason why you're here. Fear God. Keep the commandments.
All right.
Read.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed.
But be ye what?
Be ye transformed.
That self-improvement. Take on the righteous spirit. Take on that light. Embody Christ. Read.
By the renewing of your mind.
By the what?
Renewing of your mind.
So taking out that old and tainted mind, letting it go. Starting anew, that new flesh, that new lump. That untainted lump, that old leaven is gone. Read.
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Think about it. In the world, man, ain't no love out there in the world.
That's right.
Ain't nobody trying to show no acceptable no perfect will of God. Everybody trying to get it out, get it in out the mud, man. Everybody trying to get it how they live. Everybody trying to do their own thing. Everybody trying to be selfish. Nobody is trying to be that right example to lead brothers and sisters in the right direction. It's all selfish, man. Being established with that iniquity. Read.
For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
So whenever you start to change, whenever you start to self-improve, don't let it go to your head. Don't just think that you better than the next man. Don't get that vanity, that pride and arrogant spirit. Don't let it take on, man. Still continue to be humble. Still continue to be meek. Don't think of yourself to be something, because the Most High will show you you are nothing. Read.
But to think soberly.
But to what?
To think soberly.
That soberly, man, is thinking clearly, clear-minded. Remember, he say, renew your mind, be transformed, right? That's that self-improvement. That old mind is nowhere needed. It's not needed here anymore. Read.
According as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
The measure of his hope, man. The measure of his strength. The measure of his guidance. Give me Proverbs 25 and 28. Get there with your group. Proverbs 25 and 28. Read.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 25, verse 28.
Remember, he say, don't think of yourself too highly, right? Read.
He that hath no rule over his own spirit.
Right, that man that don't want to self-improve, right? That man that lets that vanity, that arrogancy come in, that pride, right? Read.
Is like a city that is broken down.
That is what?
A city that is broken down.
So think about it. Your city right now that you're living in, if that city was to break down immediately, no news, no communication, no water, no food, no lights, no gas, no electricity, no nothing.
Yeah.
That city was to break down right now. How do you think things would play out? How do you think you would survive? How do you think things would be in the first couple hours? The next week, the next month, the next 6 months. He said that city that is broken down, read.
And without wall.
Man, it ain't no protection. Ain't nothing there for you. To each his own, man. You to the wolves. He say, when you operate like that, when you don't present your body as that living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service to begin with, this is what you're dealing with. When you don't have that rule over your spirit, man, to want to improve, to be better, to be the best you can be. Let's go back. Give me 2 Timothy 3 and 1.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
So that city that's broken down with no walls, right? Read.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
So that's that old mind, not renewing their mind. We're going through this right now. Lovers of their own selves, man. Think about it. Social media is the best and most prominent way for men to show themselves lovers of their own selves.
That's right.
Your Instagrams, your TikToks, your Facebooks, at one point your MySpace. Read it again, bro. Verse 2.
For men shall be lovers of their own self.
Women as well. That social media is dangerous, man, because a lot of our sisters, man, they just want validation.
Straight out.
They look at those likes as if it's a paycheck. They look at those comments as if it's a paycheck. Sisters will be depressed with the world, go on social media, post one picture, and she get 300 likes, and now her whole day is set. So instead of trying to improve, they're only doing it for that lust to be satiated. Because ain't nothing else going on in the world. They ain't got nothing going on. You got women out here setting up filters to make it seem like things is what it is and it ain't. All to give off that that facade, man. That's that city that's broke down, man. No walls. We have no rule of our spirit. We're not trying to grow. We're not trying to increase. Read.
Covetous. Boasting. Proud.
What'd he say?
Proud.
Read.
Blasphemer. Disobedient to parents.
Disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents. Disobedient to the Most High, man. Disobedient to the law. Read.
Unthankful.
On what?
Unthankful.
Unthankful. Israel is a very selfish and unthankful people, man. Very. Very unthankful. Read.
Unholy. Without natural affection. Truth breaker. False accuser. Incontinent. Fierce. Despiser of those that are good.
He said what?
Despiser of those that are good.
So these are characteristics of what you need to be self-improving from. These are characteristics of that old mind that needs to be renewed, right? Why? That sacrifice. These are the things that you're sacrificing, that you're giving up to gain that love, that charity, that growth in spirit, that growth in knowledge, right? That give me, matter of fact, read verse 4, bro.
Verse 4, traitors, heady, high-minded.
High what?
High-minded.
That's them thinking of themselves more than what they are, read.
Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Read that part again, bro.
Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
What do you think social media is?
Bring it out.
Why does it tell you, man, to separate from the world, man? Because there's so many traps, so many snares out there for you to fall back into the pit of darkness. We give all of these other things more energy than we do our God, than we do self-improving, than we do trying to be the best version of ourselves we can be. Not for ourselves, not just for ourselves, man, but for your brother that you're going to war with. For your sister that you sit next to. For your children that you're raising. For your God that gave you the light, gave you the opportunity to grow. Read that part again, bro.
Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Give me Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1.
The book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1.
Go ahead, bro.
If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any vows and mercy, fulfill ye my joy.
He said, do what?
Fulfill ye my joy.
Read.
That ye be like-minded.
That ye be what?
That ye be like-minded.
So these are one of the things of self-improvement, man. That we all of the same mind, of the same Lord, of the same God. We're all speaking the same thing, right? Read.
Having the same love.
Having what?
The same love.
Read.
Being of one accord. Of one mind.
Of what?
Of one mind.
Of what?
Of one mind.
That's part of that self-improvement. That's part of that reasonable sacrifice. Read.
Let nothing be done through strife.
He say what?
Let nothing be done through strife.
Read.
Or vainglory.
Or what?
Or vainglory.
That high-minded, right? He say let nothing be done. Read.
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
He say let us esteem others better than ourselves. And the best way to do that is to be the best version of yourself.
All right.
For you to help someone grow, you got to be the best version of yourself. So you're not being that weed that's drowning out that water, that's choking out that plant, that's being a hindrance than being an asset. Give me 1 Timothy 4 and 1.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4 and verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
He says the Spirit speaketh expressly. Read.
That in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith.
Some shall what?
Depart from the faith.
And our people shall depart from Christ, man. Read.
Giving heed to seducing spirit.
Doing what?
Giving heed to seducing spirit.
These are the ones, man, that don't want to improve. that want to continue to be stagnant, that don't want to let go, that want to continue to hold on to that darkness, man. They want to continue to hold on to that old man, to that old woman. They want to continue to hold on and let that devil take over their mind. Read.
And doctrines of devils.
And what?
And doctrines of devils.
Talking themselves out of the good. Talking themselves out of the blessing. Talking themselves out of the light. Talking themselves out of being the best that they can be. Read.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
Doing what?
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
Read.
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
This is how it is, man. When you don't want to let go, your mind will in turn be seared, man. You will be that reprobate. Read.
Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving.
He say these meats, man, which God created to receive with thanksgiving, man, that's that love, that's that charity, man. That's that light. That's that being your brother keeper, man. Read.
Of them which believe and know the truth.
Matter of fact, pull up that tree, bro. Read.
For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused. If it be refused with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God.
He said it's what?
It is sanctified by the word of God.
So that improving, man, that renewed mind, man, it is sanctified by the word of God. Read.
And prayer.
Read.
If thou put the brethren in remembrance of those things.
So by you becoming that better version of yourself, by you becoming that embodiment of the light, right? Read.
Thou shalt be a good minister.
He say, thou shalt be that good teacher. Read.
Of Yahweh Shai.
Of what?
Of Yahweh Shai.
Of that light. Read.
Nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine.
And of what?
And of good doctrine.
So if it's good, there is no blemishes. There is no fault. There is no issues. Being that better version of yourself, that self-improvement. Read.
Whereunto thou hast attained.
Man, you got that tree for me, bro. Yes. The good and bad side. Keep moving. Give me 2 Timothy 3 and 2. Just pull it up when you find it, bro.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3 and verse 2. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breaker, false accuser, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good.
This is that old man. This is why I say that reasonable sacrifice, man. Sacrifice. Let these things go so you can increase, so you can gain. Read.
Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Read it again, bro.
Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
That's that knowledge, that's that information being given, and you completely turn and left from it. Read.
From such turn away.
What did he say?
From such turn away.
That's want to continue to be stagnant, want to continue to be in the dark, man. Don't want to grow, don't want to increase. Read.
For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women.
He say do what?
Silly women.
He say lead captive silly women. So think about it. What are we equated to often? As a woman, right?
We know.
So we're leading our brothers and our sisters, man. We're leading them away right into that captivity of sin, man. Read.
And led captive silly women laden with sin, led away with diverse lust.
With what?
With diverse lust.
With what?
Diverse lust.
That's why I said to renew your mind. Come on, pull it up. Make it bigger, bro. These are the things, man. This is what you're gaining from that self-improvement. Everything on that right side, man, is what's going to gain, what you're going to increase from that self-improvement, from that reasonable sacrifice, right? On that negative side, this is what you're trying to get rid of. But when you don't want to grow, when you don't want to be that better version of yourself, this is what you're putting off. This is the energy that you're giving. This is the spirit that you're leading in. This is why it's so important, man, for us to truly take heed. Finish it out, bro.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
So this is what happened, man, when we're falling in line on that negative side, man. That's what happens. We're not coming to that knowledge of truth, man. Because we don't want to change. Because we don't want to be better. So,
give me Romans chapter 7 and verse 17.
The book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 17. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
So when you don't want to be that better version of yourself, when you don't want to present your body as that living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service to begin with. Read it again, bro.
Now then, it is no more I that do it.
He said, it's no more that I that do it. Read.
But sin that dwelleth in me.
But that lust, but that flesh, but that old man, that darkness, the one that wants to continue to regress, the one that wants to continue to not improve, the one that wants to continue to be in dark. Read.
For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelling no good thing.
He said what?
Dwelling no good thing.
He says dwelling no good thing, man. There's no improvement. It is not profitable. Read.
For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not.
You don't find it because you're continuing to let that old take over. You're continuing to let that old be at the forefront. So we're, as a nation, we're stagnant. We're playing tug of war with ourselves right now. Because we don't want to let go. We don't want to improve. We don't want to gain that knowledge, that wisdom, that understanding, man, that love, that positivity, man. The no more of the lying of the false reports, man, of the apparent false witness. We can't grow when we continue to house that old man. There's no improvement when you're holding on to the old. Give me 2 Timothy 3 and 5 again.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3 and verse 5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
They say, it's not me, it's that flesh, that lust, right? Read.
From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and leave captive silly women laden with sin, led away with diverse lusts.
He said what?
Laid away with diverse lusts.
Read.
Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
This is why, man. This is why we continue to let that darkness hold us back from becoming the better version of ourselves. And to get there first, we got to be real with ourselves. We got to stop lying to ourselves, man. We got to stop deceiving our own selves. We got to really let go, man. Present yourself as that sacrifice, man. It's your reasonable service to begin with. Let go of the old so you can gain a new. Give me Proverbs 23 and 7. Let me get that with you, bro. Proverbs 23 and 7. Read, bro.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 23 and verse 7. For as he thinketh in his heart.
So as he thinketh in his mind, read.
So is he.
So when you don't want to change, you don't want to renew that mind, that old mind is still there. That old mind is thinking that everything is good. That old mind thinking everything great, everything sweet. When you're living in darkness. When you're operating in that malice and hateful spirit. When you're operating in that envy and covetous spirit. When you're operating in the dark, man. He says, so as he thinketh in his heart, so he is. Read.
Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee.
So when you want, when it's time to eat and drink of righteousness, you spew it out. You let it go. Because you don't want to self-improve. You don't want to be the best version of yourself. Remember, when you let that take over, when you let that first mouth get the yapping and you don't trap that, you don't zip that mug up, this is what leads you down that path. Go back to Timothy 3 and 10.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 10. But thou hast fully known my doctrine.
He say, you have fully known the doctrine, man, because it was here from the beginning. The light was here. Read.
Manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience.
Read 10 again, bro.
But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, caring, patience.
These are attributes of that self-improvement. These are the attributes that you'll be gaining when you renew your mind, when you present your body as that sacrifice. These are the things that you're gaining when you're letting go of that false accusers, truth breakers, fierce despisers of those that are good, man. When you're letting go of that blasphemy, that covetous spirit, proud, boastful, unthankful. When you're letting go of these things, when you're sacrificing these things, what you're gaining now is that life, that purpose, that faith, that long-suffering, that charity, that patience. Jump down to verse 14.
Verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned.
So these things now that you should have learned should have been that love, that purpose, that faith, that long-suffering, that charity, that patience, that improvement of the self, read.
And has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
He said, knowing what?
Of whom thou hast learned them.
And we've seen the example through Christ. We've seen the examples through the prophets. We've seen the example of the light. All we have to do is follow it. Read.
And that from a child that has known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Yahawashah.
Through what?
Through faith, which is in Yahawashah.
So that we gain that wisdom through that light. He say to make thee wise unto salvation through Christ. Give me. Keep going. Verse 16.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
So it's going back. We're coming back full circle with it. All scripture, man. These things were set up for us to gain that knowledge, that wisdom, that understanding, man. That long suffering, that faith, that purpose, that charity, that love, that patience. These things were set up for us to gain this information, for us to gain this knowledge, for us to gain the light. Read.
And it's profitable for doctrine.
For what?
For doctrine.
He said it's profitable for doctrine. This is what we're profiting. This is what we're gaining when we're sacrificing that old, when we're letting go of the dark, when we're letting go of that old man, man. We're gaining these things. These are filling in the gaps to where we don't have to worry about it anymore. Remember, Christ said, come to me, drink these waters, you thirst no more. This is what you're gaining. Read.
For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be perfect.
That what?
That the man of God may be perfect.
That the man and woman of God may be perfect. These things lead into that perfectness. These are the attributes that guide you to being perfect. Read.
Truly furnished unto all good works.
Unto what?
All good works.
These things, man, express what those good works are. These are those attributes. Give me 2 Timothy 2 and 15.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved.
That's how you're gaining, man. When you renew that mind, now you're gaining. Now you're learning. You're seeking. You're trying to be the best version of yourself. Read.
Unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
This is what you're doing when you're self-improving. You're being that better version of yourself. Romans 12 and 9.
The book of Romans, chapter 12 and verse 9. Let love be with dissimulation.
He say what?
Let love be without dissimulation.
He say let love be without dissimulation, not being that hypocrite. Read.
Abhor that which is evil.
He say do what?
Abhor that which is evil.
These are things when your self-improvement, you're gaining from that self-improvement. Read.
Cleave to that which is good.
Read.
Be kind. Affection, one to another.
These are more attributes. Read.
With brotherly love.
With what?
With brotherly love.
Read.
In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business.
Not what?
Not slothful in business.
So this is going to help you improve yourself being not slothful in business, whether it be for the Most High, whether it be for yourself, whether it be for your brother, whether it be for your sister. This is going to help improve you. Read.
Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation.
You say what?
Patient in tribulation.
You say patient in tribulation. Remember, when things start to go bad, we start to running like a chicken with our head cut off, and we start making bad decisions without counseling. We start regressing. We start going into that reprobate. Read.
continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, giving to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you.
I love you. Say what?
Distributing in necessity of saints, giving to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you.
Read it again, bro.
Bless them which persecute you.
This. Not holding that grudge. If your brother then slighted you. If you feel like your brother then slighted you. You feel like your sister then slighted you.
Read 14 again.
Bless them which persecute you.
Not holding on to that grudge. Read.
Bless and curse not.
He say what?
Bless and curse not.
He say bless and curse not, man. By you holding on to that grudge, man, you're not improving in self. You're continuing to stagnate yourself. You're continuing to hold yourself back. Read.
Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another.
You say what?
Be of the same mind one toward another.
This is something that we have to do. The only way for things to progress, we all have to be on the same page. Read.
Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in their own conceit. Recompense to no man, evil for evil.
He said what?
Recompense to no man, evil for evil.
Remember, it said bless them that curse you. So don't give evil for another evil. It's nothing but it's going to continue to keep that cycle of hatred and malice and discourse. Read it again, bro.
Recompense to no man, evil for evil.
Don't give no man evil for evil. Read.
Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
Read.
If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men.
He say, man, live peaceably with your brothers and sisters, man. These are attributes of that self-improvement. These are things that you're seeking, that you're changing to take in. To build up to receive. These are the things you get when you set yourself up as a reasonable sacrifice. These are what you get in return in positivity. These things will make your life way easier than how it's been. Excuse me. Give me 1 Timothy 4 and 15.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 4 and verse 15.
Let me give it to get there with you, bro. Go ahead.
Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on the hands.
Now, 1 Timothy 4 and 15, bro.
Verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may be appear to all.
This is that renewing of the mind. It said, meditate upon these things, right? Meditate upon that love, man. Not giving evil for evil. Not being boastful. Not being high-minded. Meditate on these things, right? Read.
Take heed unto thyself and unto thy doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee.
Color, read it again, bro. That last part.
For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself.
He said, thou shalt both save thyself. Both save thyself. Read.
And them that hear thee.
So if you're being that light, if you're being that example, the ones that are following behind you, the ones that are listening, the ones that are seeking, and you're being that one to give that information, he says it's going to save both you and them. It's loving your brother like you love yourself. It's loving your sister like you love yourself. But see, we don't think of it like that. Our mind is still steeped in that selfishness, man. Give me Psalms 1 and 2. Read that, Bruce.
The book of Psalms, chapter 1 and verse 2. But his delight is
in... Matter of fact, jump up in 1.
Verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
So blessed is that man that does not regress, that does not stagnate, that does not hinder himself. Read.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law.
His what?
His delight is in the law.
His delight is in the improving, because law and order gives you guidance, gives you wisdom, gives you understanding. Read.
Of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
What happens?
In his law doth he meditate day and night.
That's going to give you that reproof. That's going to give you that instruction. That's going to give you the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Removing the scales, applying that eye salve so you can be the best version of yourself, so you can improve and be better. Read.
And he shall be like a tree planted.
So by doing these things, by being in behavior of the law, by letting that light so shine, by being basked in the light, he say, and it shall be like a tree. Read.
Like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
He say it's going to be that tree planted by the river of water. Read.
That bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
That what?
Bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
So when that tree is planted by the water, it's planted directly by the nourishment, directly by the source of life, directly by the positivity. That self-improvement. When you set yourself up by the light, in the light, you're doing the will, you're being that tree planted. The nourishment coming. You have no issues. There's no problem. You're being the best version you can be. You're helping to improve the brothers and sisters that's behind you, that's looking at you as that example. Read.
His leaf also shall not wither.
His what?
His leaf also shall not wither.
He said nothing shall be bad. Read.
And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
And what?
Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Read.
The ungodly are not so.
The what?
The ungodly are not so.
So the ones that don't want to present themselves as their sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. Read, bro.
But are like the chaff which the wind driveth away.
Just like those ashes, man, that get blown by the wind. Because you're not wanting to increase, you're not wanting to improve, you're going to get done away with. Read.
Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
Read.
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous.
Hold on. He said, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. When you're improving yourself, remember it said to be holy, to separate yourself. He just said it right there. He said, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. It's going to be separation, a division from that. Read.
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Shall what?
Shall perish.
Shall what?
Shall perish.
Your mind, man. That's the left side of that tree, that negativity. So when you don't want to increase, when you don't want to gain, this is what you're looking at. This is the life that you got in front of you. Heartache, pain, sorrow, sadness, depression, oppression. Stuck in a rut. Lost in the sauce. Deep in the pit. Dark. Don't know what up from down, left from right. You done ran everybody off that tried to show you love, so now you're out there by yourself. You ain't got nobody to extend that hand. You're not growing. You're stuck. And the only thing waiting on you is death. Whether it be that physical, whether it be that spiritual, whether it be that mental, or you get all of them. This is why we need to improve. We need to seek those attributes of the light. Give me 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. We're coming to an end, Israel.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourself.
So, that self-improvement, man, begins with examining yourself, man. Stopping up that mouth. Read.
Whether ye be in the faith.
Whether you what?
Whether ye be in the faith.
Whether you're wholeheartedly following the light. Whether you're wholeheartedly being and operating like Christ. Read.
Prove your own self.
Do what?
Prove your own self.
Read.
Know ye not your own self?
Think about it, man. You know exactly your mind, man. You'll get in your head. You'll tell yourself exactly what you need to hear to do something foul. You'll tell yourself exactly what you need to hear to do something good. You'll tell yourself exactly what you need to hear to not or to do. Know your own self. Read.
How that your Jehoshaphat is in you, except ye be reprobate.
So either you going to follow the light and Christ being you, or you follow the dark and you become that reprobate. You reject the light. Read.
But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobate.
They say, we are not, man. Once you start following, once you start seeking the betterment, once you start seeking that improvement, man, read.
Now I pray to God that ye do no evil.
That what?
That ye do no evil.
That you do not regress to that old man, to that old woman. Read.
Not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest.
That what?
That ye should do that which is honest.
Remember, that's a part of the attribute of self-improvement. That's a part of the attribute of the light of following Christ. Being that which is honest. Read.
Though we be as reprobate. Mm-hmm. For we can do nothing against the truth.
He said what?
We can do nothing against the truth.
Remember, he just told you, man, the sinner, the scornful, you're going to receive that punishment, man. Read.
But for the truth, for we are glad when we are weak and ye are strong.
Read it again.
For we are glad when we are weak and ye are strong.
Read.
And this also we wish, even your perfection. Therefore, I write these things, being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord hath given me, to edification.
To what?
To edification.
Read.
And not to destruction.
So if it's to edification, that's for improvement, that's for growth, that's for knowledge, that's for wisdom, that's for understanding. These things are to help increase. You look back and examine yourself, you're seeing what you're doing, what you're not doing, what you need to do more of, what you need to stop. Right? Read.
Finally, brother, farewell, be perfect.
Be what?
Be perfect.
Be what?
Be perfect.
That's what that light makes. Read.
Be of good comfort.
Be of what?
Be of good comfort.
Read.
Be of one mind. Live in peace.
It's a live in peace. Read.
And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss.
It's that love, man. It's that charity. Right? Treating your brother with that love. Loving your brother like you love yourself. Right? These are the attributes of that self-improvement, man, of that light. Read.
All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Yahawashah and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
These are the things, man. These are the attributes. That love, man, that charity. Not being false accusers. Not bearing that hatred, not having that covetous spirit, not being that backbiter, that murmurer, that busybody. These are attributes, man, of that positivity, of that self-improvement. When you realize that that was what you were in the world and you come into the truth, you're supposed to shed these things off. You're supposed to present your body as that sacrifice because that is what you're giving up. You're giving up the darkness for the light. Self-improvement. It's your reasonable service to do it in the beginning anyway. It's time, man. Let's continue to grow. Let's continue to strive. Let's receive that growth as a nation, Israel. Let's stop holding ourselves and each other back. And on that, we say shalom.